Hallelujah. How's everybody today? Blessed and highly favored because confession brings possession. Oh, this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. And it is a good day to die to yourself. Yes. I had a vision this morning. I want to share a little bit. And I believe that the Lord wants to give us another revelation and impartation. You know, He likes to keep us up to date in what's happening. The Bible says that the Spirit will lead us to all truth. So it's important to be filled with the Spirit. This isn't about religiosity. It's about a relationship. It's about going deep into things of the Spirit of God. And so doing, He will guide us to all truth. He'll tell us things to come. And I want to go to Book of Revelation in chapter 18. Chapter 18. And verse 1, let's read this together. And it says, after these things I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority. And the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen and has become a dwelling place of demons and a prison for every foul spirit and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Now, I want you to understand, first of all, Babylon is talking about the area of Iraq. And this is where Satan's throne, it's one of his ports. Why? Because he uses this area because of oil, and he manipulates individuals with money. He tries to control all systems with the flow of oil and the flow of money. Babylon is a representation of an extension of Satan's kingdom, his domain, his city. And in this, in verse 4, it says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. Lest you share in her sins, unless you receive of her plagues. For her sins have reached to heaven, and God has remembered her iniquities. Render her just as she rendered to you, and repay her double according to her works. And the cup which she has mixed, mix double for her. In the measure that she glorified herself and lived luxuriously, in the same measure, give her torment and sorrow. For she says in her heart, I sit as queen and am no widow and will not see sorrow. Why? Because of the wealth, the arrogance, and pride. Therefore, her plagues will come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she will be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judges her. Now, I want you to step back in a little bit because I want you to begin to see what is actually happening globally and what is happening in this country and how many areas of Ponzi scams and people doing everything they can for wealth and just the area of trying to live luxuriously. It's actually confusion in this country big time. There's confusion brought forth in global confusion. And one of the things I saw this morning, according to verse 2, where it says, and the Babylon the Great is fallen, has become a dwelling place of demons, foul spirits, and every unclean and hated bird. I saw this morning birds flying, and they began to drop sheets of paper. And the sheets of paper, the droppings, were propaganda. And people were picking them up and reading them. And the purpose of this dropping of propaganda was to bring manipulation. And it's by one of the things that manipulation likes to do is promote confusion. It promotes fear. It promotes oppression, division, and carnality. In other words, works of the flesh. And as I began to see these birds, I knew that they were unclean birds. They were hated birds. And they were dropping propaganda all over the globe. And they were causing such confusion because they were, the whole thing was, is they were dropping words of manipulation that was promoting confusion, fear, oppression, division, and carnality. And please understand that one of the things right now that we're seeing is much confusion in this country and much confusion globally. People are running to and fro for an answer instead of looking up. The answers are not in man. They are not in the bank accounts. They are not in the welfare system. They are not in the government. And they are not in the lottery. Your answers are from above, where truth can guide you, teach you, and protect you. In Genesis chapter 3. Now, as we were praising and worshiping, I began to see some of the propaganda that was being dropped burn. It was burned as though it was coming into the atmosphere, but it was already, in other words, it was beginning to burn just before about, I don't know, 30 or 40 feet in the air before it came down. And it was because of the praise and worship that was doing warfare that was burning out the propaganda. So what happens, this happens in territories. So that's why praise and worship, it's important that there is praise and worship. And during the praise and worship, you are doing warfare. And during this warfare, you are burning up this propaganda. You are exposing the enemy. You are bringing confusion in the enemy's camp instead of him bringing confusion in your camp. And you are causing them to destroy one another. Because the purpose of propaganda is so that man destroys one another. In Genesis chapter 3, in verse 1. Now the serpent was more wanting. More what? He's more what? Cunning. Everybody say cunning. He was more cunning. Do you think cunning is manipulation? Amen. How about craftiness? Amen. He was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, his God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. So what was he trying to do? He was trying to manipulate her. And he did manipulate her. He first started off with propaganda. And he manipulated her, and that brought a lot of garbage. So the serpent was the most cunning or manipulated beast God created. And it's, you know, in these propaganda things, it's, you know, when people are picking up and reading them, it's what we read. You know, so many people read things and accept everything they read. You know. And it's I want you to understand that we read things by sight. We read things by hearing. We read things by emotion. We read things by experience. But to manipulate is to abort the perfect process of God. Manipulation is to abort the perfect process of God. In other words, through the manipulation, the enemy is going to try to get you to move. He's going to try to get you to move ahead of God. He's going to try to get you to make wrong choices. You know, many people try to manipulate someone to make a choice. But we must always allow a person to make the choice by truth, not by manipulation. In 2 Corinthians 12. Propaganda comes in your mail every day. Sometimes in your emails. Second Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 14. And Paul writes to the Corinthians, he says, "Now for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I did not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls, though the more abundantly I love you, the less I am loved." Hallelujah. "But be that as it may," that's a good day to die, "I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you by cunning. Did I take advantage of you by any of those whom I sent to you? I urged Titus and sent our brother with him. Did Titus take advantage of you? Did we not walk in the same spirit? Did we not walk in the same steps? Again, do you think that we excuse ourselves to you? We speak before God in Christ, but we do all things, beloved, for your edification. For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I wish, and that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults, lest when I come again my God will humble me among you, and I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanliness, fornication, and lewdness which they have practiced." So we understand here that Paul was at Corinth, and he was trying to explain to them that he was not manipulating them. He was not taking advantage of them. But he was there to express the truth, even though that they wanted to justify for their means. See, many individuals begin to justify. They try to manipulate the other person so that they agree with them. But Paul was saying, listen, I'm not going to agree with your worldliness. I'm not going to agree with your carnality. I'm not going to agree with your fornication, with your foul mouth. I'm not going to agree with the things that you take advantage of people, and I will not take advantage of you. I will not agree with it, but I will expose it. And one of the things that it's our responsibility to do is to what? Make what is unseen to become seen. And you will hear this to the day you depart from this planet if you're associated with this house. Because people who do not make what is unseen become seen are always deceived and cannot be trusted. They play religion. They have a form of godliness but deny the power of God, and they are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the enemy uses them to manipulate others. And it's not that they want to be used to be manipulated. It's that they have no choice but to be used because they do not practice truth nor know it. And you know, that's the difference, and that's the importance of why we must stay filled with the Spirit of the living God. That's why Jesus said we must deny ourselves. Manipulation lies within each and every single one of us. It must be taken dominion over on a daily basis. And every decision you make, you will always have to have dominion over that manipulation. One of the roots of manipulation is always to determine what is the motive. So when you determine what is the motive, you'll know why you're doing what you're doing. If you're really honest with yourself. People can get so manipulated that they're not willing to be honest with themselves. I mean, they spend more time trying to make an excuse than to be honest. That's why Jesus said, make your yes, yes, and your no's, no's. Anything after that is from the devil. Hosea chapter 12. Now, remember, manipulation will promote division and carnality, and it's always allowing access to demonic forces to tear down the kingdom of God or tear down what God is trying to build. Hosea chapter 12. Now the Bible says make no place to the devil, so it's our responsibility not to make place to the devil. That's why Jesus said, come to me and learn from me. Because if you don't learn, you'll burn. Hosea chapter 12 and verse 7. A cunning Canaanite. Deceitful scales are in his hand, and he loves to what? Oppress. So you must understand that this propaganda that produces manipulation, which is cunningness, always has deceitful scales and loves to what? Oppress. Loves to what? Oppress. Oh, yes. Let's go to Acts in chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. So the manipulation has deceitful scales and loves to oppress, doesn't it? Remember we talked about it causes confusion and promotes carnality. In verse 36, the word which God sent to the children of Israel, preaching peace through Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all, that word you know, which was proclaimed throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. On how God what? Anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with what? Power. How Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were what? Oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. That's why it's so important that we stay filled and baptized in the Holy Ghost so that we can walk not only as witnesses, but do good and help heal or expose the enemy in everyone's life so that they can be loosed by oppression. How many of y'all know that the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy? Amen. See, the devil puts limitations on our life, doesn't he? And he does it by manipulation. He does it by propaganda. And he manipulates us. And when we agree with it, those limitations are established. And you can never go beyond those limitations without exposing them. So we see that Jesus was anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. Without the Holy Spirit and power, you cannot overcome. Even the word of God must be backed by the anointing. A cunning Canaanite, deceitful, loves to oppress. This is manipulation at a high degree, man. 2 Peter chapter 1. Did you ever say something you didn't want to? If you said no, I want to see you after. You know, it's like, man, why did I say that? And I didn't want to say you got manipulated. why did I do that? You got manipulated. See, you read the propaganda and didn't even know it. See, you read the propaganda and don't even know it. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 12. Would you read it with me, please? For this reason, I will not be neglected to remind you always of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it right as long as I am in this tent to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that surely I must put off my tent just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of the things after my decease. For we did not follow what? Cunningly devised fables. When we made known to you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. In other words, don't follow cunning devised fables. These are lies of manipulation with craftiness, and it is to sway a person to produce deceit. It is a sway of the individual to promote or produce deceit or deception. And Daniel chapter 8. So when you see that slip of paper come underneath your bedroom door, or underneath your front door, it even comes in when you're in the throne room. Don't read it. Don't read it, man. And Daniel, chapter 8. Oh, Daniel, help me. You know, I mean, a lot of telemarketers, what do? They manipulate. I didn't say all of them. I said a lot of them. That's why y'all better be careful what kind of propaganda you're reading. Man, they call my house daily. Trying to offer me all kinds of propaganda. One of the first ways of manipulation they say is, do you have time for a survey? I say, yeah, come out and goodbye. And Daniel chapter 8, verse 25. Through his cunning, he shall cause deceit to what? Prosper under his rule. He shall exalt himself in his heart. He shall destroy many in his prosperity. He shall even rise against the prince of princes, but he shall be broken without human means. Now he's talking about Satan. And it says that through Satan's cunningness, he's going to cause a deceit for people to prosper, but he will prosper. But he's going to manipulate people to prosper and take their wealth. You notice how people are manipulated by money, false expectations. And that's one of the ploys that the enemy utilizes. And we've got to be very careful not to be manipulated by money or false promises. We must be willing to do what God wants us to do, not become men pleasers, but maintain God pleasers. And the end result of all of this manipulation by propaganda is self-destruction. It always brings self-destruction. And Job 15. It's the employment section. You know, many people work very hard to get a raise at work. And there's nothing wrong with being loyal, but we must labor unto the Lord in everything that we do. But if we put as much effort into getting money as to serving God, we'd be a lot more expanded. But we've been manipulated since the day we were born. We are being manipulated by music, manipulated by TV. This is all propaganda. Turn on the news and watch all the politicians manipulate to get their offices. Everyone makes a promise and can't fulfill it. From president down, they manipulate. In Job 15, verse 5, it says, for your iniquity teaches your mouth to what? And you choose the what? Tongue of what? Crafty. In other words, you are being utilized. You are by being manipulated. And by being manipulated, the enemy is using your tongue to manipulate. The tongue of the crafty. They twist words with manipulation to promote or protect self and control others. Control others. See, the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. It's freedom to choose. God doesn't want to force you. He wants you to have the choice to choose Him. Although we put ourselves in the predicaments that we have no choice. But we get in at a place where we have no choice. We know that there's things that we have to do because it's right. But if you'll maintain that and be disciplined and be continuous in it, it will turn from doing the things that you know you have to do to the things that you want to do. You will change. In Psalm 83, in verse 1, what does it say? Do not keep silent, O God. Do not hold your peace. Do not be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be remembered no more. Remember, the enemy wants to destroy you. People take counsel from ungodliness. They take counsel from craftiness. That's called propaganda. Everyone say, ungodly counsel is propaganda. Job 5. Job chapter 5. Is everybody okay? Are you getting this? But it says what Dad does. I love it. In verse 10 it says, he gives rain on the earth and sends waters on the fields. He sets on high those who are lowly, and those who mourn are lifted to safety. He frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot carry out their plans. How does he do that? Through me and you. He exposes it. He burns it before it can get there. Because he teaches his children how to warfare. He, in verse 13, he catches the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the cunning comes quickly upon them. They meet with darkness in the daytime and grope at noontime as in the night. But he saves the needy from the sword, from the mouth of the mighty, and from their hand. So the poor have hope, and injustice shuts her mouth. Ooh, and injustice shuts her mouth. Dad catches them. But remember, he uses his children. He uses the body of Christ to do it. So many people are waiting on God, and God is waiting on you. In Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6. In verse 10, it says, finally, my brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil or the manipulation. The manipulation. Make no place for the devil. Go to Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4 and verse 11. And it says, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers for what? The equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith. In other words, we're all able to see spiritually. And of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of the anointing or of Christ, that we should no longer be what? Children. Immature. tossed to and fro and carried away about with every wind of doctrine, in other words, manipulation, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But speaking the truth in love may what? Grow up, man, in all things into him who is the head, Christ. From the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to the effect of work, by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. So if everybody in the body would begin to expose manipulation or the propaganda and the devil, you think we would grow faster? Amen. If everybody truly did their part, man, we'd be kicking butt. But the enemy has manipulated people into agreement and put them into survival mode instead of surrender mode. The whole earth is in survival. Everybody's trying to survive, but they're not surrendering. That is the sway of the evil one and the manipulation associated with the propaganda that he has set forth. And confusion and fear and selfishness and carnality. Remember, he is manipulating man under culture. Culture. He promotes every type of thing. Dress, culture, music, movies. He uses each other to do self-destruction, doesn't he? And it's all happened by manipulation. He causes confusion. He tries to get us to move before God says to move. He wants us to be disqualified in discernment. I want everyone to understand that the propaganda which is causing manipulation will disqualify your discernment. Has everybody got it? Manipulation will disqualify your discernment. And the discernment is when to make... See, God tells you when to make something happen or let something happen. Amen. And if you can't discern because you've been manipulated and when to make something happen or allow it to happen, it will do nothing but... Its end result is destruction. So everybody got it? He causes the area of manipulation and prejudice. People coming against each other because of culture, skin, race, or language. These are all areas of manipulation. If you are truly in Christ, you are not looking at anything but the heart of an individual. You're not looking at anything else. Even though some people dress a little funny. But God judges by the heart, not by the dress. But you got to remember again, who sets the trends of dress? The enemy. If you really look at it, again, in the Old Testament, an outward rebellion towards God was to shave your head and pierce yourself. That was called an outward rebellion towards God. But God doesn't judge that anymore, does he? He looks at the heart of an individual, not what he wears. Although if you're wearing accursed items, you're going to have trouble. In 1 John chapter 5, but that's where my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. 1 John chapter 5. Verse 18. Would you read it? We know that whoever is born of God does not sin. But he has been born of God, keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the what? Sway of the wicked one. In other words, they're being manipulated. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son Jesus Christ. This is a true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Why? Because idols are a form of manipulation. It's amazing how somebody goes to church and so forth, and then they get a brand new car And now they're home washing a car instead of going to Bible study in church. They've just been manipulated by an idol. Or they find a boyfriend or a girlfriend and now that person is swaying them to go another direction. They've just been manipulated by an idol. See, what one of the things the enemy wants to do is manipulate you in any way he can so that God's will can be aborted in your life. There's propaganda falling everywhere. Again, music, TV, the mail, you name it. And Psalm 46, and I want to close here. Spiritual manipulation. Some of you are asking, what's the name of this teaching? I heard you. People manipulate one another to get what they want. Because their opinion and desire is above God's word. In Psalm 46, everybody there? Let's read it together. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just as the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be what? Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I'll be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. So again, I want to encourage you. Get counsel from where counsel of God is. Be careful of counsel of internet counsel. Be careful of counsel from books and TV and everything else. It's propaganda. Anything that is ungodly counsel is propaganda. Stand strong in the power of His might and stay free from agreements of propaganda. See that it's coming. Maintain being filled. Stay dressed with the power of God and the full armor. Stay filled with the Word of God. Stay filled with the Spirit of God. And ask Him to constantly give you sight, increasing your faith, that you may see spiritually. Amen. Father, we thank You for Your Word this morning. We are honored and blessed. We ask that the seed grow and bear fruit for Your glory. And that You would grant us the areas. Increase our discernment. Increase our faith. Increase our love for You and Your people. And sever us from all propaganda, that we may walk with You in truth and spirit and in power, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.